Yeah, just got back from Illinois. I did on Thursday. Welcome to the last segment. Yeah, we're running. We ran over. That's kind of cool. That means that we're on a roll and don't want to be interrupted. And I guess nobody's listening. Nobody's calling.
Oh, people listening. Maybe they're just enjoying it today.
Hey, listen, part of that hard infrastructure and why so many, you know, liberals were against it was, and this is where Joe Manchin gets his, you know what, caught in the ringer. Okay, so like three legislators or something, Democratic legislators in New York, New Jersey, you know, they got this stuff put in for like, you know, $30 billion so that they wouldn't have to pay like, you know, out-of-state taxes on the properties that they own in other places and stuff. Does that just kind of like make you sick? Really? And I'm guessing these houses are vacant. What? Maybe they do like a bed and breakfast and they got people there that, you know, live in the little hutch over here and then they come and cook for guests and stuff. I mean, these people are, this is why Rogers is the way he is. There's such a disconnect and never mind, the, you know, the envy. I would think they envy us that we're not owned by all this kind of stuff that we need to be stimulated in our lives that much that, wow. But ownership stuff, you know, just so throw that in there, right? And Manchin's talking about, well, we don't know what's going to be thrown this way and that way. And, we, you know, it'll probably, they're saying now that this actually stuff will probably end up costing like $4 trillion, which is, you know, almost to the $6 trillion that they backed off from the $10 trillion that the country needs to like really churn again. But we can't do that, man. Why? Because we got space billionaires in the sky. And I've been, you know, I told people they're doing this for a reason, right? These guys are freaked out, man. They know that the world's burning because they, you know, kind of lit the fire on it, right? They have, everywhere they go, they just destroy nature and culture. You cancel culture? Mark Bezos.
They want to cancel nature, too.
Now right? They want to, like, go up into space and cancel cultures out there. Man, these guys are freaking nuts, right? So, anyway, yeah, turns out, yeah, the loony with the one-hour radio show was right, man. They're building a space station up there. What do you think, Trump will have a tower there? Something up there that just, I mean, they're taking, like, you know, space dildos into the sky. I can only imagine what things are going to look like when they get up there, right? How they park their rockets. You know, what do you think the spaceport looks like where they're going to park these manly rockets? I mean, it's not funny, Mike. Yes, it is. It's hilarious because we're letting them do it. And we're not going to stop. I mean, I'm going to get, like, really religious soon because there's got to be somebody out there smarter that can save us, please. I mean, is there like any alien life out there? Because I'll be honest with you, the God that I speak to is like the planet Earth is kind of my God. I mean, there are like rules here, which are to respect nature and all. I mean, karma's a, you know what, man? I mean, I get a kick out of watching movies where, you know, and they're, you know, B movies at best, maybe B minus, you know, C plus, but where people get, you know, their heads cut off and stuff, all because they did something really stupid. Can you imagine, just imagine if that's how we did things today, right? Or if that was the result of stupid behavior, you get your head lopped off somehow, a tree falls on you, like the governor in Texas, and I still don't know how he escaped to the finger of God on that one. Right? I'm telling you, man. I think purgatory is going to be a nice place, man. I don't, you know, I guess I probably was a little lazy early in life, so I deserve to shovel coal for centuries. I mean, thousands of years, whatever it takes in the old Catholic belief. Even though I'm recovered, that's why I'm going to purgatory. Because I'm just not willing to let religion trump me, so to speak.
I really wish we could just remove that word.
Listen, that, I know I play cards, and it's like, what's Trump? Please, not to mention that name.
Yeah.
No.
It's kind of like Voldemort in the, like, the Harry Potter world. Just don't say it. I wish we just didn't say it.
You can't say it, man. You can't say it. And I mean, well, I play a lot of cards, or I have in my life, and there's another reason why I'm going to purgatory. But that's a different story, man. This, you know, the infrastructure, the hard infrastructure. And come on, you guys, that's over what? Is the hard package over 10 years as well? I mean, isn't that how they try to budget it? And that's why this, you know, will bloom into $4 trillion because they'll continue programs after they see how damn successful it is to invest in people and their lives and their families, right? Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to go to the Super Bowl, but pretty much anybody can watch it if they want. You want to watch COVID play football? By the end of the year, we'll have these guys, you know, like the movies where they have the fill-in dudes, you know.
Replacements.
Like, well, yeah, or in the strike seasons, you know, where these teachers get out there and then they fail and they're broken the rest of their lives because they just got booed by a bunch of Trumpaholics in Wisconsin. Don't believe me? I mean, I remember, look, the Minnesota Vikings and the Packers, you know, and the couples that are, you know, one's Minnesota and one's Green Bay, and the husband and wife got into a fight, and she stuck him with one of those meat forks, and it went right through his heart, man, and killed him. Like,
yikes.
People take football very seriously.
Wow.
But they won't take it so seriously that Aaron Rodgers, I've seen people's comments, they're like, oh, just like a liberal to complain. Hey, well, you know, I was like, hey, that's the one thing about, you know, Trumpaholic Packer fans and stuff. I said that they're so ignorant, they don't know they're ignorant. Hey, hello? Coming back with one? Or did you punt? More than likely. Hey, again, and this infrastructure stuff, this helps commerce more than anything. This helps people. Yeah. And of course, people that use airports want the airplanes to be going. Man, I don't fly. I'll tell you. I came back from Jamaica, and I used to love flying. And, I mean, I was sitting next to a lady 80 years old. And she says, I got so many frequent flyer miles, I never have to pay for any flights. And she's, you know, really nice lady. And I'm sure she was over 80. And I'm drinking my coffee. And all of a sudden, like, my cup is going up and down and up and down. And I'm looking at the coffee, and there's not, like, a ripple in it. It's, like, just the pressure, you know? Gravity, whatever. And I looked over at her, and she was just pale, dude. And I knew we were in trouble then. And we were. I mean, it was like we were dropping out of the sky, man. That's what was going on there. It went like that for a while, and then it was just straight drop. People screaming and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I got off that plane, and I was like, it's it for me, man. That was a warning. It was like watching the one where, yeah, I think it was Captain Kirk in the original one where he's on the airplane and the thing's out there hammering on the wing. Oh, yeah, that was him. William Shatner, yes.
That Captain Kirk.
And that, okay. Then it was redone by Leslie Nielsen, and he was pretty good at that one. I got to tell you, that's how I live now. I look for stuff to laugh at. If I can't find anything here, I go to Illinois to try and keep myself laugh in that mood where I'm relaxed and laughing. And I got to just, like, relax because it's like everywhere I go, people are just, you know, there we go, infrastructure. Oh, yeah, well, you guys need that, right, to make all that money for, you know, Bezos and people like him and Walmart and McDonald's to get all their trucking through. I mean, nobody uses infrastructure more than them. Do you guys see it or not? And then there's enough people living a good life that are like, well, yeah, we want our quality of life. We've worked hard. We're going to enjoy life. Not for very long.
There's a lot of confusion around that. Is that something you want to get to now? Or?
Sure, man.
All right.
Yeah, because, like, you know, the 70s, that's where I, like, you know, that's pretty much the 60s and 70s, you know, because I was born in 61. But anyway, those were good years, man. The music and everything. Yeah, listen to this. I mean, the lyrics from the 70s are like, I'm telling you what it means, people, is we lost 50 years. We lost 50 years of progressiveness. That means we went backwards, man. Roaring 20s relived again. Ignore history, you'll repeat it. Fascism. Watching all the lowest forms of life in all the positions of wealth and power. Yeah, man, vote for me, man. How did these guys know in the 70s? Well, for one thing, the group is black, so they knew better than anybody, right? But the music, you know, funk and soul is what makes me roll. Nah, I'm not much for rolling joints. I've ridden with people that, like, this is crazy, man. Just, like, rolling a joint with one hand while driving down the road. Not using his knee, thank God, because I might have jumped out. And doing a really, I mean, wow, dude, did you, like, well, got to remember the guy was a backup race car driver. So that probably, you know, he deals with pressure and driving forward for him. Oh, my God. That's nothing. Is it break time? All right, man, we'll be back in a minute. But it is. Fusion. All the confusion out there. Rockets to the moon, kids going up to soon. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything. And the band played on. Nobody knows.